When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome. This is Nick here from Holistic Health and Fitness Coaching. Today we're going to meditate on a chapter of a beautiful book called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. The topic of the day will be the secret of the spiritual heart, and we will elaborate. And it's a complementary meditation to to the book and also to the Facebook group, the Facebook called the Untethered Soul Project Master Study Group on Facebook. So let's just begin now and get ourselves ready for our meditation. Let's start off with gently breathing a few times, maybe a set of three, just to get ourselves so centralized. Maybe you've had a rough day today. Maybe you're resisting something. Maybe it's just one of those days. You know, to absorb more information, to absorb the learning, we need to come to a place where we can marry our unconscious to our conscious mind, and where we'll be able to absorb more and really enjoy the learning. So let's just begin now by finding a wonderful place where you feel comfortable with. It could be your couch. It could be your lovely chair that you're sitting on. It could be your bedroom. You could be laying, or you could be standing, you could be sitting on the chair. As long as we can get ourselves centered, and as we can get into the mindfulness of where we are, what we're doing. So let's start off by getting ourselves grounded. You know, we'll just sit here wherever you are, in your favorite position, on your favorite space. Feeling your surface that you're laying on, sitting on. Just feeling and dripping into that and relaxing. Relaxing the shoulders. You might have had a rough day today, or maybe you haven't slept enough. Just relax your shoulders and just feel what you're leaning against, sitting against. And just give attention to our spine, our position on the surfaces. And give attention to your head. We'll do a scanning through the body first. Go through the crown chakra, the top part of your head, feeling that into it. And go into your third eye. Attention now on your third eye. Moving down to your throat, around that area, releasing, giving a little bit of tension to the chakra. Even while you can hear my voice, I'm activating my chakra, throat chakra, the area where I'm speaking from. And moving down to the chest now, into my heart. And today's topic is about the heart. And getting into the point where we can release and just be open with our heart. There's a lot of energy that comes through the heart. The heart chakra is a wonderful place to be vibrational from, to be energized from. And then from the heart, we spread out down to the shoulders. And then you can just relax your shoulders. Just relax in this space for a bit. Maybe give your shoulders a little bit of a twitch and allow the gravity of your shoulders and your hands to just fall. Allow the gravity to take you. And then moving into your spleen. Again, allowing all this energy just to drop the weight into the gravity, into the space, into the surfaces. Relaxing all your body. Feeling into all those spaces. Dropping into your stomach area now, around the pelvis. Let's just give a bit of time and attention to the breath and just feel into the rising of a belly button, extending, deflating, just breathing in that space, concentrating to our root chakra, the bottom of the spine, the pelvis, and moving through to the thighs, right through the legs, the ankles, giving attention to the tips of your toes, and bringing the energy back to the shoulders, opening the heart, concentrating, giving a lot of attention to the heart here, making that your center of focus. And then what we do from here is just take some gentle deep breaths and we hold. And let's go and hold, get the top. We'll breathe in for 8, hold for 8, and hold for 4. Breathing for, yes, breathing for 8, hold for 4, release for 8, and hold for another 4. So let's go with me in a few rounds of this. One more time. Releasing all those tensions. Holding at the bottom. One more time. Deep, gentle breath through the nose. Holding at the top. And a gentle release. Holding at the bottom. Just being in this space now. Let's bring attention to the hearts, to our hearts. Our heart is in an energy center. It opens and closes. It's where our triggers lay. And the triggers that are brought out from our emotions. Let's just gently breathe in that idea. The heart runs our life, shifting our consciousness from wide to narrow spectrum. If it's narrow, it goes into a closed space. If the heart is closed, this is where our negativity lays, our impressions from our past. Breathe into that. Now imagine yourself your higher state of being. Feel in that open space, that open state of the heart. Just imagine a time when your heart was open. The energy center of your heart, full of enthusiasm, creativity, inspiration, confidence, and this is where you felt strong, with a beautiful, high, positive frequency of energy. Just breathe into that. Take a moment here and go into that space, into that thought. And let's see what comes up for you. Let's be now in our hearts. Let's be in the center of our hearts. Let's notice what is held in your heart. Let's notice what is that you are resisting. Let's allow these things to be observed and witnessed by you. Let's allow them to pass through you. Only with an open heart can we actually release things, as if we burn things through, allow them to pass through our body. To live life is to experience life and its moments that are passing through you. If we hold on and have a closed heart, we're not really living life. Life is full of moments. Experience it and let go. Let it pass through you, through your heart. Allow our hearts to heal. The kept wounds that we keep close to us, we're not releasing. Resisting consistently and not allowing them to melt, as the heart is the energy center and it can allow us to melt what needs to be melted, dissolving the wounds that we keep. And let's just breathe into that for a little bit. The aware being knows that they're here to explore, to experience all that is available to them. They are here in the now, without being clinging, or without clinging to past stories or any impressions that are collected stories over time from the past. Let's commit now to go through that, allow it to go through our hearts. Allow that all to come through our hearts and not holding back. Letting all the things pass. Letting all the old wounds that are so close to us, that are clung to, that cling to us, to be reason, to be within us. Through forgiving those that caused us disturbances, distractions, not resenting, but by healing. Allow the healing, allow everything to be melted, just keeping our hearts closed. Let's again focus on our hearts. Take another big breath and just attention to the beautiful hearts that we have. Our center of energy. Feel into our hearts. Let's dive into our souls, our inner beings. Consciously drawing up all wounds, ones that we know about and the ones we don't really know about. The ones which are hidden deep, deep within us. Let's hold that space for that for a bit. And you might find it a little bit difficult and challenging here, as some of us are actually holding back to any hidden thoughts, the known ones and the unknown ones. If we hold this space and not resist this space, you find that we may be healed, and whatever's coming up for us from our deep wounds. Take a big breath and release. Each of us has samskaras. These are blocked energy patterns that run our lives, that run in a balanced state. Once these are triggered, these alter our consciousness and bring aliveness to them. With our open hearts, we may change these and then we may be able to allow them to pass through our bodies, pass through us. As they do, all energy has a way of releasing through us. Through our chakras, we allow everything to be released. Through the seven chakras, and the main one being the heart, allowing, opening your heart, opening, releasing our hearts, dissolving, allowing, not resisting. Let's just take another big breath and be centered. Centered to allow all the stuff to come up, not pushing or resisting, but just acknowledging, accepting it, sitting deeply in it, not fighting this energy or giving it any fuel to increase its strength, but just to burn itself out, to be able to release its bonds from us, allow us for the purification process to begin, and to allow to do it what it's supposed to do. Let's just breathe in again. And gently exhale here. Let's breathe in and breathe out gently again. And observe and just witness the triggers, the emotions that come up. The more that we can sit with our triggers with an open heart, the more that we can let go of. We can purge. The more we can purge out the stored energy patterns, the body pains. Let's just keep centering. Release your ability to be the instrument of the heart. Opening the heart energy again. Opening the chakra, heart chakra. Melting, passing any disturbances, sitting in those disturbances, not pushing away. As more of these come up to you, just sit there, identify them, acknowledge them, send them love. The more that arrives, the lighter we become. The clearer we become, the more rewards we receive in this life, the more love comes into our bodies, more light that will feed you and strengthen you. And now slowly coming back to our meditation, coming back to yourself, just feeling into your heart one more time, and slowly end your meditation at this point. by going to a nice, easy, gentle breath. One more time. In and out gently. Focusing now on the tip of your toes. Attention to the tip of your toes. Allowing energy to go to that point, the center point, the concentrator point, and allowing the energy to flow through from our legs to our ankles, to the thighs, the pelvis, moving the energy now, the stomach area. Again, just investing ourselves a few more seconds in the stomach and feeling the rise and fall of our stomach. Moving our energy now to our spleen. Once again, to our heart chakra. Feeling the love, the light. Again, to our shoulders. Into our neck. The throat chakra, moving now into the third eye, center of attention of the third eye, into the crown, and slowly wiggling your toes, your fingers, your hands, and I hope you've enjoyed this meditation with me. Namaste and blessings, and look forward to the next chapter. And bye for now. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Let's go on a little journey. Let's meditate together. The theme is letting it go. This was inspired by chapter 8. Let it go now or fall. From Michael Singer's book, The Untethered Soul. We always start a meditation by finding our centers, by breathing deeply, slowly, and relaxing our bodies. If we cannot find our centers or self-centeredness, we will not be able to let things go, because we're still stimulating from a space of clinginess, of consciousness. So let's give this a go. We'll do a beautiful body scan together. We always start by breathing. So when we breathe, we can try an easy method called the box breathing, which is basically breathing in gently through the nostrils for 8 seconds and holding, totally, completely holding for 4 seconds. That is called the gap. Then releasing for another, a gentle release for another 8 seconds. I will now demonstrate one, and then we'll do 4 rounds to get centered. So here we go. Here's my demonstration. So what we do is we breathe in through the nostrils, hold for 4, and release slowly through the mouth. Already you begin feeling your essence and ignoring all the other noises, being part with everything as we breathe in. Meditation is not about dealing with distractions, it's about just being with one, with everything. So let's do it again, this time at your own pace. Let's have a go. Breathe in through your nostrils and follow my lead. I'll release 6, 7, 8. Hold for 4, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. Exhale. Holding. Inhale. Three, two, one. Exhale. And again. Inhale. Exhale. Holding. Last one. Inhale. Nice, slow, deep nostril breathing. Holding into this space. Feeling your essence. We'll put a bit of tension as you're in this wonderful state, relaxed state. You are totally relaxed here. It's okay to have wandering thoughts. And sometimes the meditation is all about our wandering thoughts. We can't control our thoughts, but we may learn to release them, to let them go. Let's just give that a go. Let's hold space. And the first thought that comes in, don't give it full attention. Acknowledge it and let it move on. Or you might be just enjoying that serenity or holding no thoughts, and that's good too. There's no wrong or right answer when we're in the state meditating. Just don't engage with your thoughts. Just say thank you, thought. Thank you for reminding me. I'm just here now, letting things go. Just feeling that silence. And let's give a bit of attention to our feet, our toes. You'll just give attention to your right toe. Release that thought and move into the left toe. Feel the sensations around your toes. Give some attention to your little pinky, the small toe, the left side toe. The small right toe, the index foot toe on the right side, the index foot on the index foot toe on the left side. Just stay there for a second. Let's move energy, connect with our Earth's energy. Connect and let that move through into the thighs. Hello, thighs. Feel your shins. Put attention to your shins.
moving through our ankles now. Give attention to the pelvis area. It's also known as the root chakra point, where everything is in balance. It is the beginning of all things. Sometimes energy is stored in that section there. Let's stay there for a bit. And let things go. Let things go from there. So let's relax that section. And repeat with me. When my body is relaxed, my mind is relaxed. And again, repeat the mantra. When my body is relaxed, my mind is relaxed. Moving up to our spleen now. Tension on that little area of our body. Just underneath the ribcage. Moving into our heart sphere area. This is the area that stores a lot of triggers, a lot of emotions. Feel your heart pumping. Visualize your heart. Visualize red. Visualize a vibration extending beyond our ribcage, beyond the surface of our body, beyond the house, wherever you are, towards the sky. Vibrations, a red, vibrant vibration. Letting go. A vibration extending beyond the clouds, into the stars, into the Milky Way, into the galaxy. Staying there, open-hearted, visualizing that vibration. Visualizing yourself being at the wonderful timeline that you reach beyond yourself. Feeling the vastness of the universe. Coming back to us slowly. Coming back from the universe, the stars, the galaxy, the clouds. Coming back to the place you reside. Coming back to your heart, to the red energy, the vibrant energy. Feel the pulsation. This is the area that we need to let go from. Stuff that is you're holding. Disturbed stuff, unwanted stuff. There's no reason for that stuff to be with you. That is the past. We do not want to let the past influence our current positions. It is just a past experience. That's all there is. And it's only fear that stimulates our past. And fear is something that is scared of itself. And once we travel to the past, we stimulate those triggers. And then we begin believing that they are true. And then we stimulate the anxiety in us. Just release and relax in the space. Just release and relax in this space. Move in this beautiful, vibrant red energy to our throats. Moving this beautiful, vibrant red energy towards our third eye, which is between the eyelids. And just holding wonderful space there. This is the wisdom part of our wisdom part of us, the third eye. It knows everything. It recognizes our past. It knows our future. It can live within us in the now. Let's hold some space there and for a few seconds and allow the coding to come down to you in this essence, in your space of essence that you feel now. Let's breathe in whilst we're in this beautiful third eye space. Let's hold space for a few seconds here in the now. Let's give attention now to our crown, which is the top of our head, and visualize beautiful, beautiful red light pouring down to our bodies from a beautiful space, pouring through our bodies, filtering through, filling our body with this beautiful red light, moving right through our bodies, moving through our third eye, the throat, our heart, our spleen, our root chakra, the spine, moving into our thighs, the shin, the calves, our ankles, our feet. Let's just hold space here again. Breathe in. And breathe out. Let's slowly come out of our meditation now. Well done. Just remember, just let it go. Let it go now or fall. Let it go now or fall. Do not hold on things that are stimulating, clinging, whatever. Is disturbing is our friend, not rejecting it, but sitting into it, sitting in the consciousness of it, being alert of it. That's the only way to go through it. So slowly wiggling your toes as we take one more last breath to end our meditation. Breathe in through our nose once again for 8 seconds. Hold for 4 and release through our mouth. Let's do this together. 1, 2, 3. Blessings. Namaste.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.